理课堂听 class.com。
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. I'm Vance.
And I'm Rachel, and we're so glad you joined us for today's technology article. We're talking about computers, and I'm sure all of you enjoy using computers, and maybe you even have your own computer. Maybe you have a laptop. Well, did you know that there are many children around the world who have never used a computer at all? And yet today we're going to be talking about how these children are using cool and cheap laptops.
That's right, and cool, cheap laptops really say a lot about what these machines can do. First of all, they are cool. They have a lot of neat features, which we're going to look at, and they are cheap. That's the big thing. People in developing countries can afford these machines because they cost so little, and the governments around the world, they can afford to buy these for school children in poor countries. It's really a neat story we're talking about today.
It sure is. So we hope that you have your magazines open to page 38, and let's listen to our reading in the left-hand column starting in line 1.
Cool, cheap laptops. An amazing new learning tool for children around the world. 3 years ago, people called MIT professor Nicholas Negroponte's goal of creating an affordable laptop for children in developing countries crazy. After all, laptop computer screens alone cost $100. Lowering this cost was only the first challenge Negroponte and the organization One Laptop Per Child, OLPC, faced. To lower the cost of the screen, OLPC developed one that uses less power than other screens. The screen's display can appear not only in color, but also in black and white for reading textbooks. Moreover, it costs only $40 to manufacture one. Many children in developing countries don't have a reliable source of electricity, which presented another challenge. OLPC's laptop, called the XO laptop, saves energy by not using a hard drive. Instead, files are saved on an external network or memory card. More importantly, for kids, the computer is cool. Its playful green case and keyboard are waterproof. The Wi-Fi antennas pop up from the top and look like rabbit ears. The unique desktop environment allows students to work together easily. Despite the critics, Negroponte's crazy goal has become a reality. Thousands of children worldwide are already playing and learning with XO laptops.
Well, let's look at our deck now, and our deck is located underneath our title, and we read, "An amazing new learning tool for children around the world." And that's what computers are. They are learning tools. You use them to learn new things. And I think for children especially, this is pretty amazing. I didn't grow up using very many computers or computer programs, but nowadays children are really learning how to use computers.
That's a good point, Rachel, that you call it a learning tool, because a lot of times we think of computers as toys more than tools. But think of how much can be done educationally on a computer, and this will be available for children all over the world. You know, I read an interesting article about a boy that built an electrical generator for his house. He doesn't have electricity in his neighborhood because of something he read on the internet. I don't know if he used these computers, but just think of all the opportunities that information can bring these children.
That's right. If you're like me, you get a lot of your information from your computer. Well, we're talking specifically about laptops for children today, children in developing countries, and where did this idea start? Well, there was a man named Nicholas Negroponte, I believe is how you say his name, and he is a professor at MIT. Now, what's MIT, Vance?
Well, MIT is actually a very famous school. It's the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. And if you really want to be into computers and technology, this is a great place to study.
I agree. It's very well known. So we just call it MIT because the other name is quite long. And this man, Nicholas Negroponte, was a professor there. And 3 years ago, he had this idea. He wanted to create an affordable laptop for children in developing countries. But when he explained this idea to his friends and maybe his colleagues, they thought he was crazy.
And I actually remember reading about this about 3 years ago, and a lot of people did say that Mr. Negroponte was crazy. In fact, his idea was to have a laptop that costs about $100 so that governments around the world could afford to buy all kinds of them for their kids in school. And people thought, no way that's going to happen. And the article explains why they thought that was crazy.
They sure did. How can you make such an affordable computer? If you notice, we have that keyword affordable, and if something is affordable, it means that people can afford it. It's low cost. So people thought, it's crazy. He can't make this so affordable. And after all, the laptop computer screens cost $100. So if I understand this right, Vance, he wanted the whole computer to cost $100, but you can't even buy a screen for less than $100.
That's right. His goal was to have the entire laptop cost $100. And of course, there were some compromises you have to make in order to get it this low. And at the time, people thought, no way, because the laptop screen itself costs $100. So that was his first goal, lowering that cost. It says lowering this cost was only the first challenge Negroponte and the organization, One Laptop for Child, faced. So they had to lower the cost of the screen, but they had to lower the cost of all kinds of the parts of that laptop.
So that took a lot of creativity, maybe talking to the right people. And I think we should mention there, OLPC is an acronym for the organization One Laptop Per Child. That's, again, a lot easier to say always than One Laptop Per Child. So we'll refer to this as OLPC. So this is the organization that Negroponte founded to create these affordable laptops. And again, we should mention that these are for children in developing countries. That means these children don't have a lot of money. Most of them are probably very poor or living in poverty.
That's right. And remember, the goal is not to have these families buy the computers. The goal is to have the price so low that governments can afford to put these computers into schools. So kids can go to school and have computers there because the government has provided all these computers at such a low price for them.
Well, that's a great idea. So let's move on now to line 8, friends, where we read that to lower the cost of the computer screen, OLPC developed one that uses less power than other screens. So this was a big thing that they needed to work with, was the cost of the computer. So what did they do? They were able to lower the cost of the screen.
And it uses less power than other screens. Now, of course, in a developing country, we can totally understand that using less electricity, using less power would be important because actually many places don't have electricity. And so the battery needs to last on these computers.
That is a good point. And we also read that the screen's display can appear not only in color, but also in black and white for reading textbooks. Now, that doesn't sound very interesting, but I can see how this would be a very useful thing because these students are using it to learn. They probably will need to read a lot of things on the computer screen.
I've done a little reading on this screen on this computer, and it's actually pretty neat. They can turn off the light when they're outdoors because you have bright sunlight, right? And then it appears in black and white, and actually it's more readable outdoors than your laptop might be. And it says it costs only $40 to manufacture this screen. So it really is a really neat piece of technology.
And it's so cheap. Well, at least the screen is cheap. Only $40 to manufacture one. Manufacture is one of our vocabulary words. If you manufacture something, you kind of put it together, or you make it, or you process it. We use this word manufacture a lot. We talk about things that are manufactured or manufacturing things. So it's a very useful vocabulary word to learn.
And the noun manufacturer, of course, refers to a company that makes these things, that manufactures things. Maybe many of your parents work for a computer manufacturer or a computer company.
Good point. Well, we need to take a break right now, but we have much more to talk about, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends, and welcome back to our article, Cool Cheap Laptops. We're having a lot of fun with this article. I think I want a cool, cheap laptop for myself, Rachel. We are on page 38 here, line 14. The article starts here, many children in developing countries don't have a reliable source of electricity, which presented another challenge. And that really is the big part of the challenge in designing this computer. People in developing countries don't have reliable electricity, dependable electricity, electricity that they can rely on all the time, something we take for granted.
It sure is. It definitely is something we take for granted. We just assume that we always have some place to plug in our computer or charge up our laptop, but in many developing countries, these children or people don't have a reliable source of electricity. So again, this is a challenge. OLPC has had several challenges in making this cheap, affordable laptop. One of the challenges before the break was to lower the cost of the screen. And now the second challenge is to find a way to work with this electricity problem.
That's right. It says OLPC's laptop, called the XO laptop, saves energy by not using a hard drive. A hard drive is that device that lots of computers everywhere use for storage. It's kind of like the closet for your computer. It's where all your pictures go, all your videos, your photos. You put it on your hard drive. It's the storage space.
It sure is. And if the hard drive crashes, then, well, you're probably in trouble. So I think this is pretty amazing that this computer doesn't use a hard drive, and this is a way that it saves energy.
It says, instead, files are saved on an external network, an outside network, or a memory card. Now, it's interesting, Rachel. I think in a few years' time, lots of computers are not going to be using hard drives, and maybe this is kind of the computer of the future. It's done away with the hard drive, instead saving on that cheaper flash memory, that memory that doesn't really use a lot of electricity. It's also faster.
Well, I agree with that. But with the whole external network, this is a little bit confusing for me because I don't really understand computers that well. So, Vance, how in the world can they save everything on an external network?
Well, we know external networks as probably the internet, so they can save things on the internet. I imagine, though, that the program includes some kind of main system for teachers to use, and then the kids can kind of download their files from that main system. I don't know all the details, but an external network is an outside network, an outside system of computers.
Well, good explanation. And again, external means outside. Internal means inside, so those words are opposite. And we should also maybe look at this XO for a second. Now,
yeah.
I kind of wonder why they call it an XO laptop. When I see XO, I think of love. You know, you can write XOXO, and that means you love someone.
Well, I heard, and I don't know if this is true, but if you turn the letters XO on their side so that the O is on the top and the X is on the bottom, it looks a little bit like a child. And that was kind of the explanation that I read. I don't know. Do you think it looks like a child, Rachel, if you turn XO?
Well, kind of. I think I can see it. But actually, that is an interesting explanation. I wondered about this. Where did they pick the XO? So I guess it's not from love. It may be more related to children. Anyway, we can keep moving on to line 3 now. We're in the right-hand column, and we read that, most importantly for kids, the computer is cool. Again, this is important for kids. They don't really care about all the functions, about the hard drive and the external and the internal network and the screen. They just want it to be cool.
And I, you know, I'm 30-some years old. I won't tell you how many sums, but and I want my computers to be cool too. So it's understandable that a kid would want their computer to be cool. Well, we here see a description of what is cool. It says, its playful green case and keyboard are waterproof, playful green case. And if you look at the pictures, I think that's a good description. It's playful. It looks a little bit like a toy or something that a child would enjoy.
That's right. It was designed with children in mind. Children are the main consumers, so they wanted to make it fun. It's playful, and it has a green case. And what's neat is that the keyboard is waterproof. So if the kid spills his milk on the keyboard, it's going to be okay. Waterproof means water will not hurt it.
That's right. And that makes me want one, because if it's waterproof, it's also coffee-proof, right? I would hope.
Good point. Another thing that we read here is that the Wi-Fi antennas pop up from the top and look like rabbit ears. So that's fun. Looks like a little rabbit. And the unique desktop environment allows students to work together easily. So there are so many functions here that make this computer very good for children.
That's right. Well, the article says, despite the critics, Negroponte's crazy goal has become a reality. So this goal that he dreamed up in the beginning there, lots of people thought he was crazy, it's become a reality. People everywhere are enjoying this system.
People everywhere, that's right. Thousands of children worldwide are already playing and learning with XO laptops. And I'm sure we'll continue to hear more about these laptops in the future. Well, we hope you've enjoyed today's lesson. We have a review skit to watch now, and then we'll come back with some review questions.
Hey, little poor boy. You live in a developing area, so I have something to show you.
What is it?
It's called a laptop computer. Can you say laptop computer?
I know what that is. I have a laptop, too.
You have a laptop computer?
Yes, it's called the XO. It's really cool, and it's green.
You have a computer that's green? That's cool.
Yes, and it's waterproof, too. You can use my laptop in the rain. Can you use your laptop in the rain?
Well, no.
And it has Wi-Fi. It's got little antennas that flip up from the top like rabbit ears. Does your computer have Wi-Fi?
Well, no.
My computer has a no hard drive. It keeps all its files on an external network. Does your computer do that?
No, it doesn't. Wow, I'm so surprised you have your own laptop.
Why? They're not expensive to manufacture. They're very affordable. All of my classmates have XO laptops.
Every kid has an XO laptop?
Don't your classmates have laptops?
No, they don't. Actually, this computer isn't mine. I borrowed it from my dad.
You poor boy.
Affordable. Mary didn't go to Japan because plane tickets aren't affordable right now. Manufacture. This factory used to manufacture cars, but now it manufactures airplanes. Hard drive. The hard drive on this computer can hold 60 gigabytes of information. External. This paint is made for external use, so we can paint the outside of the house with it.
Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Doris.
Our lesson today tells us the story of MIT professor Nicholas Negroponte. It also mentions his critics. Doris, who were his critics?
Well, his critics were those who called his idea crazy in the beginning. They were the people who criticized him.
Do critics always give negative opinions?
Well, it depends on what kind of critics you're talking about. When we use critic in the general sense, we're referring to someone who always finds fault in things. But critics can also refer to people whose job is to write their opinions about books, movies, or plays.
Oh, you mean movie critics and book critics.
That's right. And what they write can be either negative or positive.
Oh, like a movie review.
You've got it.
Critic 呢就是一个批评者，一个 critic 最爱 criticize 就是批评、挑剔、指责。但是 critic 也可以指评论家，就像书评、影评、剧评。而这些 critics 的工作就是发表他们的 critique， C-R-I-T-I-Q-U-E， critique 就是评论。注意这个字的重音在后面 critique。
And there's also criticism that's intended to be helpful. We call it constructive criticism.
Oh, I get it. Constructive comes from construction. So being constructive is like helping someone build something.
Right. And when you give a constructive criticism, you give someone advice on how to make improvement.
另外还有一种批评叫做 constructive criticism, 建设性的批评。这是一种善意的批评，为的是要帮助人家有更好的表现。
And here's someone who always gives us constructive criticism, Michelle.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们来看 manufacture 这个动词， M-A-N-U 这个字跟手的意思。所以 manufacture 有制造的意思。例如 ,this drug company manufactures several medications. 这家药厂制造好几种药剂。manufacture 也指捏造或虚构。例如 ,the rumor about their bankruptcy was manufactured by a competitor. 他们的一个事业劲敌捏造了他们破产的谣言。接下来我们看的是 external 这个形容词。ex 这个字首是指向外的，所以 external 是指外部的或外面的。课文中提到 external network 是指外接的网路，或者是 the external walls of the building were repainted， 这栋建筑物的外墙重新粉刷过，或者是 this medicine is for external use only， 这个药仅供外用。external 的反义词是 internal，I-N-T-E-R-N-A-L， 例如 internal organs 是指内脏。最后我们看的是 waterproof 这个形容词。Proof 在这里是当形容词，意思是能够耐或防某种东西，例如 fireproof 是指防火的，或者是 bulletproof 是指防弹的。课文中提到 waterproof 就是指防水的，但是 waterproof 和我们之前学过的 water resistant 是不一样的。Proof 是指完全阻隔的，但是 resistant 是指可以抵挡某一段时间，但是久了还是可以穿透。所以 water resistant 是指泼水性的，也就是暂时不会透水，但是如果久了还是会湿透。 Well, it's time to say goodbye. I'll see you next time.
Hi friends, welcome back. Number one on our review question, to lower the cost of the computer screen, OLPC developed one that uses less blank than other screens. What goes in the blank? A, memory, B, power, or C,color. Rachel, what do you think?
Well, I think the answer is B, power. It uses less power. All right, question number two. What part of the EXO laptop is waterproof? Vance, do you remember what part is waterproof?
It's the keyboard, of course, because that's where you would spill things, right? And maybe that's where the rain would hit, too.
That's a good point. Well, we hope that you enjoyed today's lesson, that you join us next time. And now it's time for Black Pearl with another musical skit.
By Lisa Hall. Cool, cheap laptop, an amazing new learning tool for children around the world. Cool, cheap laptop, an amazing new learning tool for children around the world. 3 years ago, people called MIT Professor Nicholas Negroponte's goal of creating an affordable laptop.For children in developing countries. Crazy!
Crazy!
After all, laptop computer screens alone cost $100.
First challenge,
one laptop per child, OLPC faced. To lower the cost of the screen, OLPC developed one that uses less power than other screens.The screen displays can appear not only in color, but also
in black and white.
For reading textbooks, moreover, it costs only
$40 US to manufacture one. Many children in developing countries don't have a reliable source of electricity, which presented another challenge. OLPC laptop called the Exor laptop saves energy by not using a hard drive. Instead, files are saved on an external network or memory card. Most importantly, for kids, the computer is cool. Playful green case, keyboards, waterproof, Wi-Fi antenna pop up from the top and look like rabbit ears. Affordable manufacture, hard drive, external. Affordable manufacture, hard drive, external. This is the Blackbird, signing off from the classroom, the studio classroom that is worldwide. Bye-bye, friends.